It's federal budget day and so much is riding on it. The coalition's pinning its electoral fortunes on how well it's received. It's already promising cash handouts for some and forecasting a return to surplus after a decade without one. Most taxpayers are probably wondering if there's anything in it for me. If you're among the 10 million Australians earning between $37,000 and $126,000 a year, you're in luck. The ABC understands you're in for a tax cut. We don't know yet how much it's worth, but Labor is keen to remind voters it's already set aside significant refunds for people in that tax bracket. Eliza Borello reports.
When Josh Frydenberg rises to deliver his first budget speech tonight, he'll be the third Liberal Treasurer to do so in 6 years. After the now Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Mr Speaker, this cannot be just another budget.
And before him, Joe Hockey.
Madam Speaker, our future depends on what we as a nation do today.
The budget headlines the government's hoping for this time are simple, that it's delivering income tax cuts and a surplus. On tax cuts, the ABC understands the government's done a multi-billion dollar rewrite of last year's plan, with more money going to people on low and middle incomes. But the Shadow Finance Minister, Jim Chalmers, says the government will be playing catch-up.
Since the last budget, we've had a plan to give 10 million Australians earning up to $125,000 a year a better tax cut.
On the surplus, the Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's guaranteed.
This will be a surplus budget.
But he's leaving details of how much it's worth and when it will be delivered to the Treasurer. Jim Chalmers was the former Labor Treasurer Wayne Swan's Chief of Staff in 2012 when he infamously announced 4 years of surpluses that were never achieved and is urging caution around this one.
The standard that was applied to the last Labor government needs to be applied here, and people need to remember that when the government stands up tonight and claims that they've delivered a surplus, we won't actually know whether the budget's been in surplus until sometime down the track.
Chris Richardson is a partner at Deloitte Access Economics. Chris Richardson, what kind of budget do you see this as being?
Very much a pre-election budget. We know the election is only a handful of weeks away, and it's a pre-election budget with money in the pocket of the government of the day.
And do you expect that we could see an early surplus, a surplus delivered this financial year?
Look, it's not impossible. The government's within a whisker of that. It might prefer to get across the line and get the applause for that. These things are never easy, and the political hardheads might be saying, if you've got an extra dollar, then use it in a marginal seat rather than for something like a surplus.
We already know the government plans to spend several hundred million dollars helping pensioners pay their power bills, a measure Jim Chalmers says Labor will help pass.
It's a drop in the ocean compared to the power price rises that have occurred under the Liberals. But we won't be standing in the way of the payment.
The government's also promising billions of dollars for road and rail infrastructure.
Eliza Borello reporting, and the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg's just arrived at Parliament House.
Tonight's surplus is no accident. It's the product of responsible decisions and an economic plan that is working. There is more to do, but the Australian people can trust us to do it.
And that's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.